The word queer, if you said that, if you used that word, what would you mean?
Well, everything's queer. Strange.
Okay. If you're talking about somebody that's strong-headed and always has to have his way about everything, you might say he is.
Most time I say he's an old man and want to have his way.
Okay. So if a person is easily offended, you could, you might say he is, word that you'd use there?
Yeah.
Always getting his feelings hurt.
Yeah, I would say that, because he's always getting his feelings hurt. And
okay. Would you ever say he might be, have, be touchy or something like that? You'd just say his feelings hurt.
No, sometimes I said they have, what's that word we often use face a long time? You said they have a inferior complex, I believe is what
okay.
I would say.
If you're talking about a person really becoming enraged, violent, you might say, he got awfully
angry.
You want to tell someone that he shouldn't get in this stage or that he shouldn't get upset or angry, you might say, please.
Hold your temper down.
Please be calm.
You can say that.
Please then.
Be calm.
Okay, keep calm. If you're tired and worn out, like you've worked all night at the hospital and you come home and you still have something else to do, how much you describe that if you say anything? All right, if you were all tired and worn out after working all day, how would you describe it? When you came home, you'd probably say,
I'm tired and I need to rest.
Okay. If you were talking about someone suddenly becoming ill, maybe in the night or something like that, you would say she did what in the night? She
got ill in the night.
Okay. You're talking about getting a bad cold. You'd say he drank a cold last week.
He had a cold last week.
If he took it last week, you might say he caught a cold last week.
He caught a cold last week.
Okay. You might say he has what? A cold now. He has caught a cold, or he has taken a cold.
He has taken a cold.
Okay. If this cold has gotten your throat sore to the extent that you can hardly talk, you'd say what?
I have a sore throat.
Okay, and when you try to speak, it comes out in such a way that you can hardly understand what the person is saying.
Yes, I say I have laryngitis.
Okay. Would you ever say he's hoarse?
Yeah.
Okay. If he has a sort of tickling sensation with this, you might say he has a what is that?
Heckin' cow.
Okay. You might say in relationship to being sick, have you blank your medicine?